Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. We are your favorite unprofessional, non-professional advice podcast where the brothers and sister you never had but always wanted. I'm Jax.
Sash is me name.
There you go.
Oh, God. Hello, I'm Franco.
We've only had like a few days off. Come on.
Sash is me name.
Sash is me.
No, I was just going to say Sash, and then I was like, I should say it's my name. And then I said me instead of my.
Oh,
and
my God. Anyway, every few days, we're back. We had one episode away, and now we're back. And we take your questions, we throw them around, and we go, hey, can we help you with that?
Mm.
Welcome. Welcome back.
Agreed.
Welcome if you're a new listener. Welcome. Maybe you are fed up with the state of Australian radio at the moment, and you've gone to podcasts and you found us.
Gee,
all the changes that are happening.
Very niche subselection. Hello, if that's you.
Well, I mean, to be fair,
you don't know.
All of our listeners came from the radio show we worked on.
Hey,
they came
not
from
all
Jason
of them.
PJ.
But many of them came from Jason PJ.
Yeah, a lot of them. We do make ourselves very, very hard to find. So thank you for staying with us all these years, listeners.
Yeah. Actually, I looked at our Spotify Wrapped today for our podcast.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
And a bunch of people only found us this year. Mm. We're, you know, in the top 10 for quite a number of people, top 10 podcasts. I had someone message me they said, you're my number 2 podcast. And so, you know.
Number 2.
What was number 1?
Yeah.
Did they say what number 1 was?
I think the number 1 was Shameless, so I think we're going to have to take Shameless down. Maybe we can do a collab with Shameless.
Oh,
that's not. I'm fine, actually.
We actually, someone posted in the Ronnie Room, and they said, and they're a top 1% fan of ours, and they've listened for nearly 6,000 minutes this year.
Oh, wow.
What? Have we even done 6,000 minutes?
Apparently.
They might have gone back to old stuff.
Are you listening more than once to each episode?
So that's nearly 100 hours or like 4 straight days of content. So clearly we're doing something right.
Don't you ever go back and listen to, I mean, not so much with podcasts like this. I've gone back and listened to a series that I enjoyed, like a podcast.
A series is fine, like something that's like produced and written and stuff.
No, but hey, listen, in our Spotify Wrapped, there was a good like maybe – I don't know how many it was, but it was a fair number of people who started at the who found us this year and started at the beginning at our very first episode and listened all the way through to, I guess, now.
Whoever did that has done that. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here with us. I've got to say, though, Spotify Wrapped is – I hate this time of year. I don't give a fuck what you listen to this year.
I really don't care.
I – people post it as a flex and you cannot change my mind. It's people who are either hardcore fans of like a particular band or artist.
And they're in the top 0.01%. And they're like, look at me.
Yeah. Or people who want to flex that they have really alternative music taste. My top listened song this year was Psycho Killer by Talking Heads. I'm just like, how is that my top listened song?
Does to that be fair, sound right though? Are you the kind of person that just opens Spotify and chucks on whatever and Spotify just keeps feeding you that song?
I have like three playlists that I like rotate through because I don't listen to new music at all. Unless I'm with someone and they're like, oh, this song is cool. I'm like, oh, that is cool. And then I might, if I like it, I'll find it. But I also don't really listen to music that much. I listen to music either when I'm with my parents and I have like two like parent approved playlists that have a lot of music they like and they like the Talking Heads. And then I have one that's just stuff that I just like add to where it's like, oh yeah, I enjoy this. I'll chuck it on. And it's just kind of like a general music playlist. And then the only other time I listen to music is when I'm cleaning the house. And that's when I listen to Dua Lipa. Almost exclusively when I clean, I listen to Dua Lipa.
Oh my God. Okay. Yep.
It's great cleaning house music. It's really good, but she wasn't even in my top anything. So anyway, I just want to make it clear. I wasn't just bragging that Psycho Killer was
It sounds
top
like
song.
You were just.
It sounds like you're doing what you're criticizing people. Oh, my top song was Psycho Killer. I'm so alternative. I don't listen to music. I don't even listen
that's
to music,
not
guys.
Cool.
I think it is cool. It's you being it's your authentic self. It's not a new song. Like, okay, yeah, the one person, I've got a friend whose top song, and this perfectly reflects their personality, top song on Spotify Wrapped was Macho Man.
What? Oh, why? God. But who's listening to that, like, unless they're at...
Apparently he is.
I actually think that Wrapped is even though it is like a weird, like, flex, like, oh, look how alternative I am, I feel like it encapsulates you pretty well. Like, Franco, what was your number one song on Spotify Wrapped?
It's going to be some fucking indie shit that none of us have heard of.
It's one of my favourite songs of all time. It's Pink and White by Frank Ocean.
Okay. Yep.
See, that's you.
That's you.
Yep.
Jax, what was yours? Can we guess Jax's, please? Please, can we guess Jax's? You don't listen to Spotify much, do you? You use Apple Music,
well,
right?
Well, so I use Apple Music, and Apple Music has their own version of Wrapped. So this is my Apple Music.
I think it is hilarious that Apple Music put out theirs like a day before Spotify just so that people would see them.
I reckon it's got to be either Jonas Brothers, Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking Hilary Duff.
Ariana Grande. She hasn't put anything
My number
new
one song was Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah, that makes sense, actually. I should have seen that coming.
My top artists were Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, McFly, OneRepublic, Harry Styles.
McFly.
So.
I still don't know who these people are. People were pissed at me, by the way, when
They should be.
I literally have not thought about OneRepublic in years. Oh, my God.
I mean, come on. They're a great band. Ryan Tedder.
I used to be really into them in, like, 2013, but, wow, I've got to check out what OneRepublic have been up to.
I've got to say, yeah. I do enjoy, like, going through it for my own sake because they do it really well. They do cool art with it and it's like, hey, you did this. And I'm like, did I? That's so cool. But, like...
My wife's top artist was Taylor Swift. And
she's a Swiftie.
In the Wrapped... There was a message from Taylor Swift that said, hey, thank you so much for listening to my music. And I was like, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Mine was from Benny because she was in my top, five artists or something. Yeah, one Talking Heads, two Fleetwood Mac, three Benny, four Coldplay. Got tickets
this feels
Coldplay
like a flex
today,
to me.
By the way.
Hey, guys, do you see what we're doing here? Do you see what we're doing? We're going through our Spotify Wrapped.
Should we post it on our story?
Absolutely not. We're not flexing.
Everyone loves talking about their own music tastes. I don't want to flex.
Okay. Well, this podcast was not my most listened to podcast, I must say. Very sorry. But
I don't know how to get to – actually, I don't really listen to podcasts, so.
I know you don't. But anyway.
But we are the most listened to podcast for a number of people. So for those people, to those people, this is our message to you. I know we didn't get to do a pre-recorded one for you.
Yeah, we weren't approached.
Taylor Swift or Benny. We weren't approached, but thank you. Thank you to you. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, we do.
And we appreciate you listening to us.
A reminder that it's not free to listen to this podcast. You have to pay your taxes. And as yes, such, I will use this heartwarming message to remind you to pay your taxes. The year's nearly over. We don't adhere to financial years. We adhere to, I don't know, some other sense of time.
It's a rolling basis.
Yeah,
it's
never stops.
We adhere to whenever we need new questions, and that tends to be a lot.
Yeah, correct. So if you do have a question you'd like to ask us, remember it can be anything. It doesn't have to be serious or like detailed or complex. It can be as simple as help me pick what to wear to my sister's wedding. Send it through at Can We Help You Podcast on socials or hit up the website canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
Next time you open up your phone and you want to Google something, just send us an email instead.
Yeah. Treat us as your personal Google alert system.
And we'll be just as quick as well.
Mm. On that note, let's get to a question.
Okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So I have a question here from Ronnie, and speaking of being just as quick as Google, Ronnie has actually written in capitals, urgent question.
Ooh.
Straight to the top of the list with you.
Yeah, we remember we said that a while back someone sent through and I went, oh, well, I'm moving this to the top of the pile. So, you know, we'll get to all of the questions that have been asked of us, but if you do have something you really need answered, chuck an urgent in.
Chuck an urgent in. We'll get to it ASAP. Maybe not quite as quick as Google, but still pretty quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Ronnie writes, I have a conundrum.
I love that word.
My partner and I, we're both bisexual and both 20 years old, and we're in an open relationship. Our rules are no romantic dallying with other people, but sexual relationships are a free-for-all since we are in a loving long-term relationship but still want to embrace our youth and sow our wild oats, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So for the past 2 months, I've been hooking up with this 29-year-old guy pretty regularly. We live in a pretty small community, so this dude is a friend of a friend to most people in my life. From the very start, I laid out the ground rules of how I'm not looking for anything other than casual sex, and he knows that I have a life partner. But the other day, during the act, he dropped out, and I love you.
No, he didn't. What a confused man.
This is something he's never done before, and I just kind of froze up, and I didn't address it, and as soon as we finished, I left. I kind of expected that this was coming, and it clearly wasn't a heat-of-the-moment thing as he started to tear up when I didn't respond to him.
Oh, my God.
How do I tell him I don't want to see him anymore? Neither my partner nor me are comfortable with a hookup catching feelings, but I don't want to hurt his feelings as I respect him and enjoy his company and don't want to lose mutual friends in the community because of it. Please, can you help me out? I need to know urgently because I'm seeing him at a community meeting on Monday night, so need to do something about it before then.
What is
I have questions
happening
about the community meeting?
What? How small is this community?
Do you have to go to the community meeting?
Jesus Christ.
Community meeting, I guess. Maybe they live in a town of like 20 people.
I would say just in general, if you live in a town with 20 people, maybe an open relationship isn't for you.
Mm-mm. You got to drive to the next town.
If you're going to be open, maybe move to a city.
If you live in a town of 20 people, having an open relationship means just like basically a gangbang of all the people in the city.
Exactly. Oh, that's not an open relationship. That's a town orgy.
Let's say I don't think they live in that small of a town. I don't think it's that small. It just sounds like, it does sound really intertwined though, doesn't it? Like it also, like what did Ronnie say? Like everyone's like a friend of a friend of someone.
Everyone's a friend of a friend. Yeah, everyone knows each other.
I mean, all of us grew up in big cities and continue to live in big cities, but, you know, that's just wild to me to know so many. And I don't wonder if Ronnie's American, because it feels like such an American thing to have these small towns, like, where they're like, I'm from a small town, but, like, they're like, oh, there's 15,000
people. Definitely
a
thing. It's definitely a thing in Australia.
No, I know it's definitely a thing here, but I just feel like it's more common overseas, like particularly in America, where there's more of these like smaller pockets of communities that exist. You know, it's like, oh, you can get everything you need from that small town, but it's a small town and everyone knows each other. I just don't know what that's like. It's just wild. Like, I can't even imagine. Also, I can't imagine trying to have an open relationship in a place like that because, yeah, I mean, Ronnie, this is going to happen. But I guess that's not really the problem that Ronnie has.
That's not the problem Ronnie has. The open relationship's fine. They don't. Yeah. They're having a good time with it, except for this one particular hookup that has spat out the I love you. And then Ronnie hasn't responded and then he started to cry a little bit.
Yeah, it's interesting with an open relationship because I feel like it's – and, I you know, there's all sorts, all shapes and sizes, the same as just a relationship in general. But, like, I thought the idea would be to, like, not have a well, I guess, again, it depends on what your agreement is, but the idea of, like, having sex with the same person when this can happen, whereas with an open relationship to me it's like, oh, you can go out to a bar and meet someone and have sex with them and then go home to your – life partner. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's but then it's one and done.
That's what I think an open relationship that is well done should be, which is, you know, one off is fine, but don't start any other relationships of any kind.
I guess, Ronnie, like, obviously no judgment on whatever you want to do, and you guys are 20, so, you know, you're young, right? But you're right. It's sort of like, that's kind of like a friend with benefits relationship when you kind of already have a friend with benefits in your life partner.
I have some advice from back when I was
in an open relationship,
probably 18. The rule that I've found to be the most successful with friends with benefits is find someone that you don't like.
Oh.
As in, find someone
Actually, you know what?
That's no fun.
No.
Find
you know
someone
what?
That you like don't like as a person. I had a great relationship with someone that I just absolutely did not get along with.
Me too. Me too. And I like look back like and the whole time I knew that I never wanted to be in a relationship with that person ever, ever, ever. And everyone's like, oh, you're going to catch feels.
Definitely.
I'm like, nah, I'm not going to catch feels because I'm not interested in this person as a human being, but we have a great time together.
Exactly.
But it doesn't matter because in this situation and with possibly both of your situations, Ronnie also is not interested in catching feels, maybe doesn't like this person.
You can't help other
that
people.
Way at all. Yeah. But the other person has started catching feels. And no matter what, like if you're, even if you're in a mutually beneficial relationship with them and don't necessarily like them as a person, you still, obviously the fact that you're in this mutually beneficial relationship means you care about them a little bit, even on a basic friend level.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's fine. You can care about someone and not fall in love with them.
Totally, but they've fallen in love with you and so you don't want to hurt their feelings too bad.
Yeah. Ronnie, it might be a case of reevaluating, like, and it doesn't even have to be the rules, but maybe for you this might scar you a little bit and you just go, okay, maybe I just only hook up with the person once. But I guess then that's the problem. If you're in a small town, you're going to run out of people. Anyway, okay.
The thing about small towns, at least in Australia in my experience, is there's always the next small town over.
Yeah, you just go to the next one. Yeah.
Yeah, but then you got to drive a bit longer. Maybe you could whack a mattress in the back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with
the
car.
Get a van, Ronnie.
Yeah. But anyway, Ronnie's problem is they need to break up essentially with this person who's dropped the album.
Yeah. You're going to need to end that.
You know, there's that. I think that it's probably true, but you know, sometimes when you're in the throes of passion, everything feels a lot more intense than maybe it is generally speaking, and maybe they just were really in the moment and dropped it out and then maybe they regret it, Ronnie. Maybe they're like, oops, I didn't mean that in that way.
I agree with you. I do agree with you, but
they were crying.
I don't think that's it. They were crying. They had – Ronnie says this doesn't feel like it's out of the blue or out of nowhere. And, you know, I think it's also – it's kind of like when you get a bit tipsy, right, and you start to, like, say things and, like, you kind of – there's a filter that's removed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you say things that maybe you wouldn't normally say but that maybe has a level of truth to it and maybe this is what's happened here. I feel like that doesn't just – even when you're in the throes of passion – I feel like you don't just throw it out there.
Yeah, there's an element of truth.
For no reason.
Yeah. Okay. Ronnie, just text him. It's not like you're in a relationship. Just text him and be like, hey, like, sorry, you know, I can't keep seeing you anymore. You know, my partner and I are... Wait, no, don't say that. Because then you have to tell them that it's about the I love you. I was going to say, oh, my partner's not comfortable, but... Just say I can't see you anymore. Like, I don't want to. Like, you don't have to sugarcoat it.
Yeah, I get it. Ronnie's the kind of person that's, you know, very empathetic and doesn't want to let someone down, but there's no other way to do this. You either let them down and hurt them a little bit, or you leave your partner, which I know you don't want to do. So those are the options. I'm sorry.
Honestly, I think that, look, you've clearly laid down the boundaries and the expectations right from the beginning, Ronnie. And so I think that it's okay to just, you know, it's not like you went into this, he didn't know that you're in a relationship, or he didn't know this or didn't know that. He's known from the start. You laid down from the start, this is where I'm at, this is what I'm looking for. And things may have changed for him, but that doesn't mean that things have changed for you. So I think it's okay for you to say, I don't want to see you anymore, or hey, this is all it is, and if you want it to be more than that, we can't keep doing it, or anything like that. Because, you know, it sounds like you've been really upfront right from the beginning, and the fact that he's caught feelings for you doesn't really change the fact that you're in a relationship and that you're in a happy relationship, and that all it is a little bit of, you know, something else on the side.
I think the only other issue, though, is that Ronnie doesn't want it to be awkward because she sees this person at a community meeting,
You're going to have to move to a different town.
No,
change your identity.
Fine.
Witness
it's
protection.
It's the same as breaking up with someone in high school and then sitting with them in class. You just don't talk to them and it's okay. Also, why are you going to, you're 20, why are you going to community meetings? What community is
maybe meeting? They're really important.
Oh, that's nice. Don't discourage the youth from getting involved in the local community. We should build stronger, better communities, and that involves our young people. So don't, I like that you're
I am from the city
meeting.
And I just don't personally understand it, but you do you.
The community meeting might be where Ronnie meets potential partners. You don't know.
It could be an open relationship community. It could be a softball community. Like, it could be fucking anything. Yeah. But, you know.
That's an awful idea to go somewhere and meet people that you want to see once and then they're there every time. But I know that that's probably not it. Get Tinder, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Good luck, Ronnie. Please let us know. I really want to know how you go with this one. I want to know how the community meeting goes.
Please update us.
Oh, well, the community meeting's on Monday. So, Ronnie, you've got to update us.
Yeah, please.
Does Ronnie text before the meeting or just confront at the meeting? Maybe after the meeting.
Oh, post-meeting.
Post-meeting.
No. Send the text as soon as possible, as soon as you hear this. Send the text, say, I'm calling it off, don't want to see you anymore, I'm committed to my partner, whatever you want to say, it doesn't matter. Take the partner to the community meeting. I think that's a big step.
Mm. What if it's a community that the partner's not involved in, though?
Well, community, that's a great thing about communities. It's open to everyone, right? I hope.
Just like Ronnie's relationship.
I'm convinced it's softball and Ronnie plays softball and Ronnie's partner
yeah,
doesn't.
Yeah, well, Ronnie can bring their partner to the softball community meeting. There's no limits on who
weird.
You can bring to the community
that's
Ronnie
weird.
Needs to go to this meeting with someone. I think that you can't walk in alone and leave yourself open to being approached by this person. That's pretty much what I'm saying. If you know someone well who goes to these meetings as well, just go with them or talk to them the whole time and just have them around. I think you just need to limit this 1 week of social interaction with this person and then you can kind of let it go. Or just call in sick this time and just go to the next community meeting.
Can you skip this one? Do you have to go to this community meeting? Like, avoid the awkwardness for one more week.
I feel like community meeting means something completely different the more we say it.
Can you clarify that as well, Ronnie, when you let us know how you've gone?
Is it a euphemism for something? Or?
Yeah. Please tell us what community.
What's our community? All right.
Good luck, Ronnie. Well, that's it.
It is indeed.
Thanks for listening to the Can We Help You podcast, especially if we're in your, if you're in our top 1% of listeners on Spotify Wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie, maybe all you got to do is just compare your Spotify Wrapped with this guy show me Spotify Wrapped, and then you might be like, oh no, I'm not into that music, and that's it. Maybe you could Photoshop Spotify Wrapped with some shit music in there.
I reckon after you've said I love you, you can probably look past a shitty music taste.
Yeah.
I married someone who listens to Michael Bublé. I mean.
has Jess been blaring it now that we're in Christmas season? I had it on last weekend.
Not yet. She goes through phases. And Bublé has actually dipped. He was number one for her last year. I think he's number three or four.
No.
She even went and saw him this year.
Yeah.
Did she get a personalized message on her Spotify Wrapped from Michael Bublé?
I'm not sure. I'll go ask Michael Bublé. I mean, Jess.
What? Do you know Michael Bublé personally and you've been keeping this secret from us?
Imagine if I did.
I personally think he's the greatest because he went on Kath and Kim and he was such a good sport. And, like, to me, like, for an American singer who sings, like, what does he sing? Is it jazz? Like, is that what you call
songs?
It?
I guess it's like 50s pop, it's like Sinatra kind of music.
Yeah, he's a crooner.
Yeah, he's a crooner.
But for him to like go on and like, he was so funny on Kath and Kim, he played into it so much. And I just.
He does take the piss out of himself.
Yeah, I have such respect for him. I love it. Anyway, we'll be back in a few days. Until then, don't forget to send us your questions and we'll see you in a few days.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.